VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no one can stop Israel's war against Hamas, including the world court. He delivered a defiant televised speech late Saturday as fighting in Gaza near the 100-day mark. Speaking after the International Court of Justice at The Hague held 2 days of hearings on South Africa's allegations that Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians. It's a charge Israel has rejected as libelous and hypocritical. After the latest U.S.-British airstrikes against Houthi militia targets in Yemen, analysts in Egypt are raising concerns of a widening conflict that will further affect shipping in the Suez Canal and cause damage to the region and world economy, Edward Uranian reports.
Former Egyptian Deputy Foreign Minister Hussein Hariri told Arab media that if the U.S.-British attacks on the Houthis continue, it's not going to resolve the problem but exacerbate it and cause a widening of the conflict to other fronts in the region and affect both the security and the economies of the Middle East and Europe. Hariri noted that an escalating conflict could result in an attack on a U.S. or British warship that would force a more robust response from the U.S. or Britain. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Less than a month until Pakistan's February general elections and former Prime Minister Imran Khan, the country's most popular leader, will not be on the ballot.
Three-time ousted former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's party is seen as the establishment's favorite. Like Khan now, Sharif was disqualified from running for parliament before the 2018 vote over corruption charges. He had also fallen out of favor with the powerful military. Observers say seeking the military support to come to power has weakened all political parties and eroded voters' faith in elections.
And that is VOA Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reporting from Islamabad. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's new foreign